Good morning, good morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. God has given us a beautiful message for this morning to reach down into our soul and inspire us to great things today. The scripture we have, I think we have four here or three. And it is beautiful. It's just designed particularly for you today. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And the last scripture is coming from Psalms 89, verse 15. Through 16. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence. Lord, they rejoice in your name all day long. We will celebrate your righteousness. And for a topic, I want you to get into your spirit today. Right now, as you rise up today, today is a great day. Listen to this. From our rest time all the way to when we rise up each morning. There are times when our soul is constantly under attack. There are also days and times when guided imagery guides our inner spirit back to a place of peace and a place of comfort. We all have those days. Some of us allow our circumstances to define our day. It does happen. If everything goes our way, we'll be happy and have a good day. But if we're faced with some kind of adversity, it is not a great day. The presence of adversity shouldn't determine your point of view. After all, Jesus said, we will face trials. But in that same verse, he also told us to be cheerful. That's in John chapter 16, verse 33. So each day should be a good day for multiple reasons. If we look closely at our day, we'll determine that no matter how many things come our way, how many obstacles that we face, there are more things that went right than wrong. We could have had 4 hours of sleep, spilled the Starbucks coffee on our clothes, late for work, dealt with moody people, got rear-ended on the way home, and then realized that we forgot to defrost the chicken when we got home. And still, we can say, I still had a good day. I made it home. I'm in one piece. Well, how? Just remember, it's a blessing to say we woke up and we have enough money for a luxury item such as a good cup of coffee. You may not think about Starbucks coffee or another coffee brand being such a good thing, but wait till you run out, you will. So we're employed, we have transportation, and we weren't seriously injured in the crash, if there was one, even if there was a tap. It's awesome to say, We have a home, and we have food in the refrigerator. We haven't even mentioned other things, like we can walk. We're not disabled, disfigured. We can breathe. We're not in the hospital. The doctors didn't even tell us that we're going on hospice. There's no medical hope for you. You're at the end of the road. That's not what we're getting here. See, the world overlooks the spiritual things. Let's not forget about the spiritual things in our life, like God's new mercy on you every day, all day. God's promises to you all day. And God always being with you. Your friends, your ace coon boom doesn't always show up. But God is wherever you are. More importantly, God's goodness always outweighs the difficult day. Don't magnify the problem. Identify the good and have a good day. To God be the glory. Ogo Nifa Olawa Amash D. Lil Robbie Selah. Until next time, have a beautiful, blessed day. The Lord created you. He made you. You have purpose. And regardless of what Satan is throwing at you today, you're going to have a good day because the Lord said so. Amen.